The fall of Saddam Hussein's regime has led to the emergence of new political parties, all of them now jockeying for support from potential Iraqi voters. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Baghdad, the groups range from Islamic fundamentalists to communists to monarchists.
It's surprisingly easy to open a political party office in Baghdad nowadays. Find an abandoned building and hang up a crisp white sheet, freshly painted with the party's name and slogan. After more than 30 years of one-party dictatorship, there are clear signs that politics are alive and well in Iraq. Dozens of parties are springing up across Baghdad. About 100 people mill about the Communist Party headquarters, located in a building that used to house Saddam Hussein's Russian advisors. The party resurfaced again only 5 days ago, but it already has the feel of a well-oiled machine. There are stacks of party newspapers and posters brandishing a clenched fist and the slogan, Free Country and Happy People. The Communists were Iraq's largest party in the late 1950s, but it was banned in 1963, says Adel Khaled, a member of the party's Central Committee.
We have big experience how to do secret work under any kind of regime. And the Iraqi people were respecting us very much. So they were very protected and they were welcoming us to work under the Iraqi regime secretly.
Now the Communist Party is coming out of the shadows and, says Khaled, it's gaining in popularity. Most of the fledgling political parties in Baghdad are not nearly as organized or as well known as the communists. Often there's only one person at a newly opened office. Some parties have been waiting in exile and are now coming to Baghdad to open offices. The best known of these former exile opposition parties is the Iraqi National Congress. The INC has opened one branch office in a former Ba'ath Party passport office. INC workers use passport records to keep the fire going under a small tin teapot. Jassin Hamid, the branch manager, says most of his day is taking up handing out INC flags and pictures of party leader Ahmed Chalabi.
When they come here to take his picture, say, I want you to know him. I don't want him just to see his picture. I want you to know what he's doing, what he's going to do for you.
Hamid says he admires Chalabi, but adds that he has no idea what the INC stands for.
There's a booklet they will issue, and when I read this issue, this booklet, if I'm convinced to stay in this party, I'll be in. But if I'm not, I'll leave, I'll join another party.
There are plenty to choose from, including Islamist groups, monarchists, and left-wing parties. For many Iraqis, this broad choice is a good sign of civil society. But Hassero Jaff with the Kurdish Democratic Party doesn't agree.
He says it's democratic now, it won't give a benefit for the country because a lot of ideas will jump around and nobody will be focused on Iraq benefits. 3 months from now, maybe, you will see just five to six parties only existing. They will be diluted.
Jaff stands in front of a stately column building that used to house the Center for Palace Architects. Wearing a heavy gold watch and ring, Jaff says he believes Iraqis should be in control of their own destiny. But he hopes the American military stays around to make sure the political parties don't feel threatened or intimidated.
It's like a hair distance between the democracy and between jungle, the way it works, between democracy and how people will raise up like crazy.
It's still unclear when Iraqis will be able to elect a new leader, but it's likely more political parties will have come and gone by the time Iraqis head to the polls. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Baghdad.